Hey folks, welcome to the latest DBM Academy podcast. We are delighted you are here. You know, usually when we talk about financial regulation, people's eyes glaze over. It sounds boring. It sounds like paperwork. But what if I told you that 53 banking associations just quietly wrote themselves a $6.6 trillion protection bill?
And they gave it the friendliest name possible. They called it the Clarity Act.
Right. Who could vote against clarity? Everyone wants clarity. But today, we're ripping the mask off this thing, because according to the data we're looking at, this isn't about consumer protection or even clarity around digital assets. This is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's actually the largest regulatory capture event in American financial history. And the victim? It's the retail customer. It's you and me, yet again.
Yes, the clarity trap seems to be more about clarifying what many of us already know about the legacy banking cartel and its remit for self-interest and the power of the banking lobby.
Right. We start with simple but telling questions. Why is it your bank account pays you 0.1% while stablecoins want to pay you 4.5%? And Congress is about to make sure that second number becomes illegal.
Great questions.
Okay, let's start with the math, because the argument here is that the banks aren't trying to regulate crypto because it's dangerous, they're regulating it because the math is fatal to them.
Exactly. It comes down to the yield gap. Look at your standard bank savings account. What are you earning?
Basically dust, maybe 0.1% if I'm lucky.
Right. Now, look at a stablecoin issuer. These are companies that issue digital dollars on the blockchain. To back those digital dollars, they hold U.S. Treasury bills. And right now, Treasury bills are paying around 4.5 to 5%.
Okay, so if I'm a stablecoin issuer, I'm sitting on a pile of cash earning 4.5%. In a free market, I'd want to pass some of that yield to my customers and users to get them to switch to me, right?
That's how competition works. If stablecoins could legally pass that yield to you, you'd move your money from a bank paying 0.1% to a digital wallet paying 4.5% in a heartbeat.
And that is the nightmare scenario for the banks.
It's not just a nightmare, it's an existential threat. The Kansas City Fed actually ran the numbers on this. They calculated what happens to the banking system if stablecoins are allowed to pay competitive rates.
What's the damage?
It's a bloodbath. Banks would lose 26.9% of their depositing customers almost overnight. That means $1.5 trillion in lending capacity just vanishes. The entire community banking model collapses. They simply cannot compete with the efficiency of digital assets built directly on treasury bills in full transparency.
So, if you're the banks and you know you can't win on the product, what do?
Well, as ever, you lobby and you make sure the rules protect self-interest. You don't innovate, you legislate.
Enter stage left, the Clarity Act.
Yes, the long-anticipated Clarity Act. This is where it gets dark, Sarah. Everyone in Washington is celebrating this bill as a great step forward for crypto safety. But there is a section in there, Section 404, that is effectively a kill switch for retail benefit.
Section 404. Break it down.
So, Section 404 prohibits yield payments on stablecoins, but it doesn't just stop the issuer from paying you. It's incredibly thorough. It bans payments through any mechanism. It bans exchanges from paying you yield on stablecoins. It bans affiliates. It bans marketing partners. Every single pathway that could get that 4.5% into a retail customer's pocket is closed by statute. It's banking power in plain sight.
Wow, so they are legally cementing the typical 0.1% interest rates most regard as normal. They're making it illegal for a better technology to offer society a better deal in order to ensure banker profits are not impacted.
Precisely. It's protectionism, plain and simple. And we almost missed it.
That's the crazy part, right? This thing was moving fast.
It was. Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, got his hands on the 278-page draft. He reviewed it for 48 hours, and at 11 p.m. 14th January, the night before the markup, he withdrew Coinbase's support. Interestingly, and very telling, is we now understand companies like Ripple, Circle, and Andreessen Horowitz have decided to back the bill. The financial industrial complex seems to have absorbed them already.
So Coinbase realized what Wall Street analysts had missed?
they realized this wasn't crypto regulation. This was Dodd-Frank for digital assets. This was the incumbents, the big banks, writing the rules in an attempt to crush the startups and better technologies.
And they weren't exactly hiding it, were they?
No, that's the brazen part. You had the American Banking Association, 52 separate state banking associations, and the Community Bankers Council all coordinating. They essentially published their lobbying letters on their own websites.
Dear Congress, please stop the scary internet money from paying our customers more money than we do.
Essentially, yes. It is a cartel protecting its turf. They are coordinating to eliminate an industry they cannot beat in the open market.
And while we're busy banning yield here in the U.S., what is the rest of the world doing?
That's the geopolitical kicker. On December 29th, China made their digital currency, the ECNY, interest-bearing.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Communist China is paying interest to retail users on digital currency, and capitalist America is banning it?
You can't make this up. America is banning stablecoin yield to protect legacy banks, while Beijing is using yield to drive adoption.
It's frustrating because the crypto industry spent years begging for regulatory clarity. They wanted rules so they could build and create change for the people.
Be careful what you wish for. They got clarity, all right. Clarity that $6.6 trillion in bank deposits will be protected at any cost. Clarity that the banks and their lobbies write the rules. Clarity that if you can't win in the market, you buy the result in Congress.
So when you see headlines about the Clarity Act protecting consumers, translate that in your head.
Translate it to protecting the bank's profits and from having to pay you a fair interest rate.
It's being sold as innovation policy, but it's actually a ceiling on how much money you're allowed to make.
A $6.6 trillion ceiling.
A sobering thought that needs to be known by zombie consumers. We'll be tracking Section 404 closely to see if it survives the final vote. Until then, keep an eye on your yield and keep an eye on who's writing the laws and make sure you extricate yourself from these games by owning sound money in self-custody. In the end, the irony is that this self-interested behavior by bosses, banks, and governments simply means they will continue to print currency. The net effect of that is asset prices go up.
Absolutely. Keep stacking, folks. For support on this journey, utilize the powerful resources in the DBM Academy. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.